You're listening to SBS News.
Our fascination with prehistoric worlds is all too obvious with the release of the latest Jurassic World blockbuster. We might think we're familiar with all the giant creatures which wandered our planet millions of years ago, thanks to series like Walking with Dinosaurs, but scientists are still discovering new species. The latest find is a lizard which lived about 76 million years ago in the late Cretaceous period, which came after the Jurassic. It's called Bolg, named after the goblin prince in J.R.R. Tolkien's classic fantasy tale, The Hobbit. In this edition of Weekend One-on-One, we hear from Hank Woolley, the lead author of the study on the new lizard, and who discovered its bones forgotten in a museum drawer during his research trip to the Natural History Museum in Utah.
Probably 3 to 4 feet from the tip of the snout to the tip of the tail, it had this, you know, really cool combination of anti-predator adaptations. One is this like bony armor on this that are is within the skin called osteoderms that are on this that are attached to the skull. And I think what's really cool is Bolg had this ability, we know because of the discovery of tail vertebrae, it had the ability to shed its tail in response to predators. Lots of lizards today have that adaptation, particularly when they're younger, and then they lose it as they get bigger. The presence of these tail shedding structures are present on these tail vertebrae of Bolg. And that's the earliest example and the only example of this adaptation in this particular group of lizards. So it shows that this was an ancestral trait.
Why call it Bolg?
I just think it's just a great one syllable, very descriptive name for a goblin-like lizard. And the fact that it's within Monstrosauria, we're using a name from one of the great monster creators of the 20th century. I just think it's very fitting. And we didn't stop there. We also, the Amundol is entirely constructed from one of Tolkien's constructed languages, Sindar in Elvish. And so Amun means mound or hill, and Dol means head. So a mound-headed goblin prince.
So it's part of a group you've called Monstrosauria. Where does that come from?
Monstrosauria is not it's not set in stone, but I think our analyses say that this is probably a group of lizards that you can see the pattern in sort of their morphology, and we've confirmed their viability as an evolutionary group. But they, they look like monsters. I think it's like the best part is it's very descriptive. And, this, if you look at their skulls, their morphology, their teeth in particular, it's a really unique combination of characters that give them this very distinctive look, this bulky, osteoderm, dermal armor covered, group of lizards that have sharp, pointy, conical teeth.
This is quite a small creature compared to what else was around at the time.
There's also giant dinosaurs running around. There's many giant herbivores that are eating the plants in the ecosystem. There's big relatives of T-Rex that are running around as well, and small raptor-like dinosaurs, and all shapes and sizes. And I think what's interesting about Bolg is that, there was clearly a lot of opportunities for lizards of this size to thrive in these dinosaur-dominated ecosystems.